Morning, everybody. We'll let everyone catch up with the fact that we are live and online. Grab some coffee. Maybe grab a pen and a notebook. This morning, we're going to talk about the power of the reframe, which is how to put a different perspective on an old experience or an old story and why that's a powerful tool. So that's our topic for this morning. There's a blog up about that very thing on prosperityclues.com. Actually, I should change this on-screen thing. Let's change this crawler to be the blog. All right. Okay. Let's let people just... It's snowing here in Vermont. What's the weather where you are, Tracy?
Cold, and there's a light, very, very light dusting of snow. Very light. It's cold, but we don't need snow to be cold here. It's crazy.
It is. Okay, that's the blog on the bottom, prosperityclues.com. That's the new blog site. The new website is almost done, so we'll probably launch that next week. And it's snowing about 2 inches an hour here right now.
Ooh, it's crazy. Where's that groundhog?
Yeah, I know, right? And there was
tornado warning.
There was a skunk outside last night, and he decided to spray the perimeter of our entire house. So,
sure.
Oh my God. He was out there at 5 o'clock this morning. It was snowing, and he was like digging, looking for seeds. You know, looking for bird seed, and then I was like, what is that weird smell? I woke up at like 5:30, like, what is that? And then I came down, I was like, oh my God, that skunk like sprayed the perimeter of my house. So I'm grateful that he didn't like spray an animal that actually lives inside the house. So, I mean, that part is good. All right, it looks like people are, very few people starting to catch up with the fact that we're online. We'll just roll with it. Lots of people watch the show after the fact or listen to it after the fact. So. Mm-hmm. We don't always have a robust bunch of you watching us live. That's okay.
Yeah, because it's great that you are even available for later. For you know, it's not just gone.
Exactly. Yeah.
Very good.
So the power of the reframe is thus. We all have experiences in the past that we are not crazy about, right? Like divorce or a bad relationship or a job that went poorly, or even in some cases, abusive situations or health situations. Or, I mean, if we interviewed any one of us or our audience on how many grievances do you have from the past, we could probably fill up quite a few notebooks. Good morning, Janet. So everyone has their past stories, right? We talk a lot about your old stories, your old ways of thinking, your old ways of being. So just imagine you have all these past stories and you have a story about the stories. You have a story about the old incident. You have a story about the marriage that didn't work out. You have a story about the man or woman that was involved. You have a story about the job that whatever. You have a story about the person that devastated you, broke your heart, betrayed you, pick something, abused you, whatever. In some cases, you might have a story about your parents and the shitty childhood you had. You got a whole plethora of stories, and you have framed those stories. So when you meet someone new and you start to tell them about you, you inevitably bring up some of these stories and you tell them within the frame that you've created for them. Usually that frame is connected to the way that you are holding that story from the past, right? Mm-hmm. So you're not meeting someone new and saying, I had this marriage, you know, 5-10 years ago. And what an incredible lesson that was. And let me tell you what I learned from that. It was so great. No, you're like, oh my God, I had a divorce and he was this and this happened and he did this. And, or you're just like, it was a marriage. It didn't. So whatever it is, whether or not you might not be going on and on about how bad it was, but you're probably not talking about it like it was a wonderful learning experience or like it was a great contribution to you. you are most likely talking about it like it's an albatross around your neck or a thorn in your side. So the power of the reframe says, let's put a new frame on that, because whatever you call something, it becomes. Yeah. And people don't recognize that every time you tell that story, you are making it fresh.
Yeah.
So it is not a story of your past. It is a story that is part of your life now. Why? Because you keep it alive by the frame that you have on it and the language that you use when you're telling it to someone.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if you want to have a new life different from the life you have right now, you have to start looking at the past with a different frame. You have to start looking at those things that are behind you. And if you are wanting to somehow bring them into your future with a story or a perspective or a memory, you've got to put a new frame on them, a frame that matches where you want to go, not where you are now or where you were in the past. Because the stories that you're telling about the past, they don't even match where you are now, by the way. They match who you were back then. And so when you meet people that are caught like this, because they can't go forward, they're not necessarily sinking back, but they just don't seem to be making forward motion. This is because they're caught in all of the stuff from the past, and they keep talking about it like the past, and so they stay here. When you start to reframe, you can reframe, and then as you reframe and you speak it, you're like, oh, I actually did learn from that. I actually saw something about myself there. I actually am a different person. I actually think about this differently. I actually, that wasn't so bad. Oh, I've come a long way. Oh, I'm getting even further. See the difference? See that? What you think here, what you speak out your flapper, is what goes forward into your future. Imagine that you're a bricklayer and you're laying the bricks of your future. And what the hell do you think is creating those? But what's coming out of your pie hole and what is going on in your mind that is making solid your future like a brick? And that is the path that you are walking. So when you reframe it and you can look at it in a different way, you create a new experience. You create a new feeling for yourself. You speak about the contribution that it was, because guess what? It was a lesson. Everything is a lesson. I don't care what it was. It taught you something. It taught you something. Might have taught you to be smarter, might have taught you not to date somebody like that, might have taught you not to marry somebody like that, might have taught you how strong you are, might have taught you your ability to survive something that was horrendous. It taught you something, but we don't talk about it like that. We talk about it like how awful it was, or how devastating it was, or how horrendous it was, or how sad it was, or how bad it was, You see what happens when you talk about what you learned and what a badass you are, because you're not going to do that again. Trace, you want to say something?
Yeah, I actually want to speak into the trauma. I'm not a therapist. I'm only talking from past experience. So when something happens and it's traumatic to us and we have a reaction to it and we shut down to something, the next time the thing that looks like this shows up, we react to the thing, not even knowing that it's a reaction. Say, for instance, you're little, you get bit by a dog. You don't realize when you're little how traumatic it was for you. Your mommy hugged you, you got stitches, you laid in bed for a day, you feel better, life goes on, a dog comes along. You're automatically back into that, unless you deal with the fact that you have something. It could be anger, sadness, whatever emotion comes up for you. And and you have a bodily physical reaction to it. And so sometimes we have to reframe something that we don't even know that it exists. We're wondering, why do I keep doing this? Why am I crying when this cute little dog walks by? Why am I walking on the other side of the street when she walks her dog? Why am I like, cause there's a thing that you don't remember. And so sometimes you just have, you have to do some work. You have to do some work to see, is there something there that I don't even know is running me, right? We talk about that, Noelle, about something that's yep. running you. You don't even right. know it's running you because you just, you haven't looked there. You're afraid to look there. You don't want to look there. Like, oh my gosh, what's behind the curtain? I'll just stay right here and keep the dog over there. Well, that doesn't serve your future, right? That's what I like.
Yep. Yeah.
Work on the trauma.
And trauma is a, like Tracy said, it's an emotional bodily reaction, right? I hate the word trauma. I just do, because it always makes me feel like this. So, and that's a reframe for me, right? I try to reframe things that I don't like into a different perspective. So let's, because when people hear trauma, sometimes they think that you can never recover from that, or I'll never get over that, or it's something really bad or whatever. Mm. And believe me, Tracy and I have undergone and many traumatic experiences in our probably combined, we have almost 100 years between us, you know. So take words that, you know, because sometimes we have an aversion to a word, right? And then when someone says that word, we stop listening. Because they say that word and we're like, oh, that's the bad word. So when you see yourself, like Tracy said, pulling away from something or a word or a statement, like look at that, start to know yourself well enough to say, oh, I'm having an unusual response to that. Why is that? Like Tracy said, why is that? Why, when someone says these words to me, do I just not want to talk to them anymore? Do I want to get away from them? What is that? You know, or for me, it's like when I was dating back, whenever the hell that was, and somebody would have if they would bang back more than one drink at a meal, right? Like I immediately was like, I got to get out of here, because I grew up with alcoholism in my family. Or when someone would go to kiss me and they smell like vodka or booze, like I have a physical, and still if I smell it near me, I have a physical reaction to that. I have a physical like, oh my God, this is bad. Like, get away from me. So things like that. But I know, you know, it's like, I know myself. But it also, let me tell you something about that. It also served me well, because I've met a few men in my time that tried to tell me that they didn't drink very much. And I know that smell, because when people that drink too much, they think that if they drink vodka, nobody will know. In case any of you didn't grow up in alcoholic families, that is the trick for a career alcoholic, is to bang back vodka because they think it doesn't smell and it's odorless and nobody will know. Mm-hmm. And so what was, like Tracy was saying, what's a traumatic like response also served me well, because it kept me from certain situations that would not have been good situations for me. Right. So mm-hmm. whenever you have that to a word or a thing, or like Tracy said, if a dog, you know, whatever, if you got bit by a dog and you don't remember, and you like, that means there's work to do, which was Tracy, Tracy's trying to point out. So in order to reframe, you got to know what the hell you're reframing. And that was her point. Like, you got to know, what do I need a reframe on? Mm-hmm. What do I need to reframe? What do I need to call something different in my mm-hmm. head? Yeah. Karen, I know you're having some current we all have.
Oh, yes. So I'll go through. I have one that keeps popping up. I've said this on the show before over and over again. So when I grew up, I have whatever you can say keywords of ADHD and dyslexia, and I could go on and on about my stories of trouble with childhood and school and barely graduating high school and whatever. So I have, now I'm doing this big exam, and it's like, I think I've showed you guys this textbook with the tiniest words on the planet, and I am just stuck because I can't stand studying because my past tells me you always fail tests, you have to take it three times, you can't study, you can't graduate, whatever. I saw something the other day that said people that have struggled with learning disabilities are some of the smartest people on this planet, and most of them are the most successful entrepreneurs, because you learn to navigate the world differently, and you have to learn on your own in a way that our school system does not teach you. So I saw this and read this, and I was like, oh my God, that's me. I've always had to learn differently, but now I can problem solve in a way that a lot of people can't. So that's reframe. That's me in that aha moment, reframing the past of like, I got this because I can figure out things in a way that most people can't. Good. That is not the story I used to tell myself. Mm-hmm. That is very different.
And that I would challenge you to reframe that word learning disability and call it learning possibility.
Learning, yeah.
And every time
words is important too.
Every time your mind wants to tell you I have a learning, I want you to say, no, I have a learning possibility that other people don't always have. I have a learning possibility to do things differently. You know, start every time that comes up, and even when you hear it with other people, say, you know, maybe you want to look at that like a learning possibility, because it just means that something different is required.
Yeah.
That's so, you know, as you start to speak that, you'll teach yourself a different definition for those trigger words, we'll call them. If you reframe the trigger words, you open up the possibility, right? Because people say, what do you do, Noelle? Like, what do you, I have so many skill sets. At the crux and the bottom of everything I do is I take you from whether you're a business or an entrepreneur or a human, I take you from a fixed, stuck perspective, and I blast you, and I do blast you into a growth possibility and a growth opportunity. Now, granted, my methods are not for everyone, and I'm not a coach or a consultant for everyone, because I will not take your excuses, and I will not listen to your bullshit, and I will not allow you to devalue yourself in my presence, and I will not allow you to tell me why you can't, and I will not allow you to give me excuses of why it's not possible. Yeah. So I'm not a coach for everyone. I was speaking to Christina, who's the head of the Boston Business Women's Group, the other day, and I was saying to her, you know, I'm not for everyone, and that's okay, because I will take a stick of dynamite and I'll shove it up your ass, and I will blow you from your fixed, stuck muck into where you want to go. And not everybody wants that. Some people want a coach or a consultant that are nice, and they'll hug them and hold their hand, and that's great. I'm just not that person. Tracy's a little nicer than me, but she can be a little meaner than me. Karen's nicer than both of us. And so we do, and we also know some other coaches. So like, for anybody that wants a coach, we have not as strong of a version as me that some people require that, because when you're just getting started, like, I'm not the person to work with people that are just getting started and understanding that they have something to do with their future. I'm for the people that have been working at it for a while, and now you're like, I want to change, but I don't quite know like how to keep it consistent. That's really where I come in, right? Like, you know, you want to be different. You know, you want it to be different. You know, you want a different outcome. You know some of the tools, but you just can't keep it consistent, and you don't know why. I'm going to tell you why. Okay. That's me. I'm not for everybody. And at 56 years old, or I'll be 56 this year, I'm not meant for everybody. I'm meant for the people that actually want to hammer down and make it happen and get something done. Mm-hmm. That's me. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're aiming to do on the coffee chat show here in a more, a nicer version, because there's three of us and we're talking about it like in a circular way, giving everyone's perspective. Why I'm different, and I have to make this video for my new website. So I've been thinking about this, like why, what makes me different? What makes me different is most people come to these types of conversations when they're in their late 20s or in their 30s or in their mid 30s or sometimes even later in life. I don't know any other conversation. I didn't come to these conversations. I am these conversations. I was raised this way. So when most people get bad news or whatever, and they're like, no, I only know to go to God. I only know to hit my tools. I only know that it's not impossible. I only know that anything can be transformed and turned around. That is my, that is only my understanding. I don't know what it's like to be faced with a difficulty and not know what to do. I don't know what that's like.
I want to say something. Yeah. So I think the difference in coaching based on the level of where the person is when they come, right? Some people are ready to climb the hill. Some people are ready to climb the mountain. And with you, Noelle, they're ready to climb the Alp. Like you're beyond the person that wants to climb the hill. So once they climb the hill and they bring, you know, their little picnic lunch and they get to the top, well, then the mountain, maybe you need 2 days of food and more clothing. Well, when you're climbing the Alp, you need like, right? Is that kind of like that?
Like, yeah, kind of like that. Yeah. Conversation. Yeah. Because I'm not, you know, and this all came from, this is all like the whole reframing thing. Right. And it's like when people are just starting these conversations, you know, some people are not quite ready to look at the fact that they have 100% responsibility for their life.
Yep.
And that is where I understand that sort of from like a conceptual level, but in truth, I only was ever taught that I'm 100% responsible for what I bring into my life. My mother used to have me reading the newspaper and say to me, every headline that you see, somehow you're responsible for that energetically. Yep. And I want you to learn that. Yep. These are the things that I was learning when I was 10 and 11. This is not a normal, we all understand, I did not have a normal childhood. The woman that raised me was not a normal person doing things a normal way. Now, granted, when I was 10 and 11, I felt very persecuted and thought there was definitely something wrong with her. And now I see what she was doing. She was equipping me for, for this time in this place in the world right now, because there are generations coming up behind us that very much need the kind of conversations that I can have with people. So this reframing things is part of that core work that I know how to do, and what I'm trying to share with you guys, like how you can begin to do that for yourself.
Yeah.
I have been reframing things my whole life. And sometimes it's moment by moment, because it's not like there haven't been seeming difficulties or even seeming awful circumstances. It's just a matter of taking control in that moment and beginning the reframe right then, right then, right then, right then. That's what I would like to teach all of you to do. It starts with beginning to reframe what's behind you and the story that you tell about it now.
Yep.
And where I'd like to get you is that when the thing hits you in the face, you immediately begin the reframe. You immediately say, this was not an accident. This was an incident. This was not a devastating end of a relationship. This is somehow protecting me. This is a beginning of something. Like, the faster you can start the reframe, the less impact all that shit will have on you.
Yep.
The faster you can think on your feet and begin to reframe, the faster you can do that.
Yep.
The more power you give back to yourself,
yeah,
you know, the more power you reclaim. That's what I'm interested in you guys doing, right? Like reclaiming your power. You're not a victim of shit. You, honest to God, you're not. I know sometimes it feels like that, but it's not the truth about you. It is not the truth about you. You are not a victim.
Yeah.
You have everything to do with calling something different and moving ahead in that, calling it something different, calling it something different, calling it something different, calling it something different. Then you know what happens? I think about it different. And then I'm speaking about it different, right? Because that's where it starts. Calling something different is speaking about it different. Then I'm going to think about it different. Then I'm going to feel different.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden I wake up and I'm not a victim anymore. Yeah. You know what? I learned a lot. I'm a freaking scholar, man. Yeah. I'm a warrior. I've got learning possibilities that people don't even think are possible.
Yeah.
That's Karen. That's my new reframe for Karen. I've got ways of handling things that nobody even thought of.
Yep.
You know why? Because I know how to think on my feet because I'm a learning possible person.
Yep. Yep.
That's what we can say about this. You know, anything with disability is disable. Okay. Right in the word is your problem. Every time it comes out of your mouth, you are saying disable, no,
I am able. Yeah.
I am able. I have possibility. I am very intelligent. I am smart. Okay. So honest to God, it starts with your words. You know, Antonio had a girlfriend that had a lot of seeming difficulties at one point in time, and she would, you know, come over here and she would start with her. And I have to be careful, right? Because I can't just blow people out of the water. I mean, most people know if they come to my house, I'm going to blow you out of the water. But this girl, I was trying not to scare her away. So, you know, I said to her, well, you know, you could start to speak about that differently. You know, you could say, she didn't last long around here. She's gone. Because she couldn't, like, honest to God, she couldn't.
Yeah.
She couldn't see it, even at a, and that made me really sad because at a very young age, right, at a 19-year-old, 18-year-old, you know, she's already committed to every label that somebody gave her about her existence.
Yeah.
And she's already, you know, Michelle's reminding us the most powerful weapon is our mouths. It's true. Yeah. The power of life and death is in your tongue. That's not a joke. It's in the Bible. It's a Bible verse. I don't care if you're religious or not religious. Like, that's no joke. There's also a Bible verse that talks about speaking life over dead bones and how they come back to life. Like, these things are not a joke. This is not a joke. Your energy and attention gives life. So you're either giving life to your sad story of the past or your disable label or whatever the hell you're doing, you're either given that life or you're given something else life. Every single time you open your mouth, you are putting life into whatever's coming next. Whatever's coming out of there, you just gave it legs. So start to be real careful about what's coming out of your mouth. Start to think about, do I want to see that tomorrow? Do I want to see that Tuesday?
Right.
Do I want to see that next year?
Create something new.
No. Yep. Huh, right? Get a piece of duct tape and put it over your...
Yep.
I promise you, that will help you because you'll have to take the duct tape off to say something and you'll have to really think about what the hell you're going to say.
That's been my mantra lately. Shut your mouth.
Yeah, right?
Right. Yeah. Like,
yeah. No, yeah. I what did I do? I think it was actually a text to Karen the other day about something we were talking about. And I was like, and then I thought, is this helpful? I was talking about something that happened and I thought, is this helpful? Like, this isn't how I'm supposed to behave. Like,
delete.
I had to delete the whole thing. I said, I can't because Tracy's probably better, but Karen and I are catty. Like, I grew up with cat, you know, Tracy too. We all grew, you know, we're Karen's from New York, like she's from Maryland, New York. Tracy and I from Boston.
Boston,
like,
yeah.
I'm funny. I mean, yep. I have razor sharp wit, and I am funny. And
I'm going in
the floor with you. Is it who I need to be these days? No.
Yep.
You know, is it is it easy for me to access that? Oh yeah.
Yep.
And I mean, I'd have you rolling. I mean, if witty comedy was our thing and we weren't like speaking possibility, like we could have you rolling by making fun of people and being smart and
making fun of ourselves.
Yeah. Yep. But is it gonna help you? No. Is it gonna help me? No. You know, is it what I grew up with? Like my, not my mom, but like our extended Italian family. Oh yeah. You know, oh yeah.
That's not who we want to be tomorrow. Like you said, right?
Is that what you want? You're saying the things that you're, you know, you don't want to say those things out loud.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, it's, my point in telling you guys that is like, even at this level, even though I've done this my whole life, like I still, you know, I still have ways that don't work. I just know how to stop myself. I know how to delete the text. I know how to put my hand over my mouth so I'll shut up. I know how to, you know, I know the difference between what works and what doesn't work, what I want to create more of and what I don't want to create more of, right? Mm-hmm. I know the difference between those things.
Yeah.
So I would encourage you to go. Prosperity Clues is scrolling along the bottom. That's my new blog site. It's still under construction. And in that, I mean, I built it myself off WordPress, and there are a couple things that are not working on it. So I have to have Drew, my web guy, go in there and fix it. I really wanted to get it up so I could start writing. So I barreled ahead and just put it up myself. And it's a little wonky, but you can get to the post and you can figure it out. So, you know, you can subscribe to that blog. My commitment is to write something new at least once a week. I'd love to get to twice a week, but so far I'm doing good with the once a week slot. And we do have a new website being built under the Apply Happiness moniker, which is now a trade name of Fortunato Partners. So we're going to announce that soon. Probably next week. And yeah, we're probably going to do some books, and there's going to be some stuff coming. So I would leave you with, think about what you could reframe from the past, and then also just be really willing to catch yourself in the present and see where's the opportunity for you to reframe.
Yeah.
You know? And if you need a coach to help you with these types of things, you can email me. If you want a coach that's nicer than me, I recommend Tracy or Karen. And Tracy's going to be a little bit more salty, because she's not going to let you get away with anything. Not that Karen will, but Karen has a lot more empathy than we do. the reason being is she is also coming into this stuff now. Like she, in the last 5 years or so, she's begun the work on herself. So it's just the difference between all of us is Tracy's been doing this work for 30 some odd years. I've been doing it for like 45 years, and Karen's been doing it for about 5. So what that does is gives us different perspectives on how to go forward. Tracy is an excellent coach also of the single, you know, for those of you that are single moms, and you know, that your focus is just trying to navigate that. Tracy's really good with that. Tracy's also good with getting rid of your clutter and your crap and all of that.
Yeah.
Karen's great. You know, if you're new to the practice and you're really starting to become aware that you have something to do with how your life is turning out, and you want to move forward, but you need somebody to help you, Karen's probably the one that would hold your hand and give you a hug. Tracy will, you know, be a little nicer, and I'm not going to hug you. I'm going to shove a stick of dynamite up your ass. So don't come to me as a coach unless you're ready to work at, like, for real. Don't come to me with like, Noelle, I couldn't do my homework because of blah, blah, blah. No, don't come to me for that. I'll fire you as a client and I won't take your money. Come to me for help only if you are truly ready to change and you're going to do the work that I give you. That's it. John said, hugs on. You know why he's saying that? By the way, you guys, that's my husband, in case you're wondering. Like, he's always commenting. I don't want you to think that. Like, we just have a different last name, but that's my husband. See, Janet says, I'll shove a stick of dynamite up your ass because she knows. He's saying hugs on Wednesdays because my son is funny. He's like my mother. My mother wasn't very touchy-feely. So the other day I was over there seeing him and we were leaving and his girlfriend's like, aren't you going to hug your mom? And he's like, I hugged her on Wednesday.
He's gone nuts. He's gone nuts.
Honest to God, it was the funniest thing I ever heard anybody say. But he meant it. He was like, I hugged her because it was like Friday. He's like, I hugged her on Valentine's Day. It was on Wednesday.
Okay. Yep. And on that note.
Right? On that note, we'll just finish the show.
Yeah.
All right. So if you do need help, we can help. Everyone on here is a certified coach. Karen is a certified coach. Tracy is a certified coach. I am a certified master coach and a certified coach. I'm also certified by John Maxwell. So I have like all kinds of stuff that I can help you with. Also, part of the work I'll do with you if you become my client is I'll run a DISC evaluation on you. And I also have the ability to do that for their clients as well, because Fortunato Partners is a partner of Everything Wiley DISC. I'm also John Maxwell DISC certified, actually. So I'm double DISC certified. They have a different way of looking at things. Mm-hmm. So I did both because I was interested to see, you know, what the differences were. So anyway, just a little commercial for us. We're all certified coaches. If you need help, you can email me and I can put you in touch with them. And if you want to do real work and, you know, you're prepared to,
climb me up.
Yeah. If you're prepared to pony up the cash and do the real work. I am taking a few people on sliding scales, you know, because I want to help. You have to value the help, right? So you got to pay people something because otherwise you don't value the help. And we do plenty for free. We do the show for free. We give out a lot of content for free. So if you can't afford a coach and you just need the help, you can go back and watch Coffee Chat shows. And believe me, if you really became a student of the Coffee Chat show, there's like 5 years. I don't know. There's 10 years of shows. You could definitely learn everything you need to learn. All right. So Missy says she loves the reframe. We encourage you to begin to reframe things. And if you do, if you just have